tonight there is something special which has been put together by the Maiden Gully YCW Footy Club. And, well, it's not just for the footy club, netball club. It's for other clubs to come along as well. We're talking about the youngster passed away, 18-year-old Lockie Horan, who sadly had an accident on Sunday. Little brother was in the car too. He looks at this stage, and I've had quite a few texts, to be okay, but what is okay? You know, that's the thing. There'll be a long journey in front of young Oscar, I would think. And that's the thing too, Kylie, isn't it? When you hear about accidents and someone says, oh, someone's okay, there's always a fairly big journey.
Oh, of course.
And he'll need enormous support
with
Oscar,
a loss of this degree. Yeah, it's going to be a long time for little Oscar and the whole family and all friends and even acquaintances. It's a very, very difficult time, and this is a really awesome initiative, particularly if you're not going that well dealing with it, which I imagine you wouldn't be. Get along tonight to the club rooms, and as you said, Cogs, one of the priests is going to be there.
Chaplains will be in
attendance,
yeah. And the same, I've just got another text. I've got a couple of texts here about this, and my sister's young boy, which is my nephew, goes to Catholic College, is where Lockie went, and Catholic College today are opening their doors with chaplains as well from the school. So Lockie went to Catholic College. So good initiative by them. Again, just back to Maiden Gully YCW Footy Netball Club. That's, as they would say, it's not just for them. It's for Sedgwick, where he played some cricket. Eagle Hawk, he played some cricket. And certainly other places around the region. But he's a kid who's 18, sadly passed. And he's just touched so many people in life at the age of 18. It's just so bloody sad.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's devastating.
Yeah, it is.
It's heart-wrenching.
Absolutely, it is.
And you just mentioned before when we talked about it how there was a footy game between another club. They didn't have enough players.
Yep.
And he went and donned the other club that didn't have enough players their jumper and went out and played for them. And that just gives you, that's a small window of what this boy, Lockie, was like. And that speaks volumes. It really does.
And this was the text I got off, please, hopefully I don't upset if you're listening from the family, but I will tell you that this is how good this kid was. He sent me a text, in April, it was just the 16th of April, and he showed me a young bloke, a young Indigenous bloke from YCW, and I was thinking about the Indigenous round to support his heritage and their culture, and he says, I'd love it if you could support him and get the word out to try and get as many people possible down for the game Friday and for the ceremonies. So that's what kind of kid Lockie Horan was. So he sent me that, and that was Maiden Gully versus Morong earlier this year, so he had a lot to do with that, and he gave me the youngster's number to get in touch with him. So
very special boy.
Yeah.
Very, very special boy, a special young man.
Yeah, hug your kids, hug your family, and, you know, when people turn around and say, oh, yeah, I've got this and I've got a new car and I've got all this money, tell them to get stuffed. It's about health and your family, and that's all that matters. And I remember Steve Jobs saying that, you know, he's got all the money in the world, but he couldn't pass that disease he had to someone else.
Mm.
Wouldn't have mattered. So please hug your kids, grab your family, make up with people that you're probably out of blue with, because none of that matters either. Just, you know, I said to Phil Kerr from Eagle at Cricket Club last night, you know, we were talking about his partner's brother had passed away, and, you know, and I knew them.
Yeah.
And I said, Phil, trust me, in Bendigo, we're all family. We just don't admit it. We all care.
Yeah.
We're all family.
Mm.
You know, regardless if we're out of blue with him or her, whatever, we're actually family in Bendigo, even though we're 100,000. Everyone knows everyone. We just don't admit that we care. And sometimes we bloody well should. Rest in peace, Lockie.